This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available for anytime listened at KJJR.com. At a return visit from this week's guest, it is Chris Vitalich. He's the owner of the UPS store Kalispell, that branch next to Wendy's on Idaho. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here with you again, Ross.
How are things going these days?
We are busy.
Yeah.
This pandemic, I thought, would take us the other direction, but it's increased the business by quite a bit.
Well, that's good news. Not everybody can say that.
No, they can't, and that's too bad. But anyway, we've got some new people in there. We're doing really good.
Well, let's hear about what you've been up to. And for the audience who don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, Ross, I came here in 2004 to open up what was Mackinac's Grill. And we were over there for about 3 years, and we weren't for sale, but somebody came along and offered us three times what we paid for it. So that forced me to go out and look for a job, and I bought the UPS store in 2007 and opened it in 2000, took over from the other owners in 2008.
Oh, I wish you'd bring back Mackinac Grill, one of my favorite places.
Oh, I loved it out there. Looking at that lake every day was sweet.
Yeah, well, we get to talk about a lot of things. We got the holidays coming on, a lot of things that you are doing that new to the Flathead Valley, too. A lot of people don't know some of your services. We're going to get into all that as well. But the holidays are approaching, and let's start with that because the lines could get long here as things start. The supply lines are shortening a lot of things here. This is kind of crazy. But tell us how that affects you guys at UPS Store.
Well, as most people in the Valley know, that we do Amazon returns, and we do like 7,000 to 10,000 of those a month. So that adds to the lines. So what I might mention is we open at 7:30 in the morning until 6 at night weekdays. And the early hours of the day is a good time to come in if you want to avoid the lines.
So what would you consider early hours of the day, just opening till?
7:30 till like 9, 10, and
okay.
then you'll see the lines grow. We get people through the lines fairly quickly compared to some other service shipping providers.
Seven? Did you say 7,000 to 10,000 returns a day?
A month.
Oh, a month. I was always going to say, you guys must be overwhelmed. That's still a lot, isn't it?
It is. I think because we're the big city, you know, the Kalispell.
The big city of the Flathead, anyway.
Yes.
So the holidays approaching. Do you expect this year to be different than last year, or do you see this already?
Well, last year we had an increase of about 30-40% just in December.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what to expect this year. If we do what we did last year, it's going to be quite crazy in there. So it may even increase. As we understand, we have about 20,000 or 30,000 more people in the area. So and we're the only UPS store in Kalispell. So.
Yeah.
Look out. I would come in early if you can, or even the last hour of the day, 5 to 6 is sometimes a good time.
Well, tell people where you are, first of all, too. We should talk about that.
Well, we're at 432 East Idaho, right between Wendy's and Smith's on the same side of the street.
For all intents and purposes, really, the holidays are already here, and people are starting to ship already. Do you have any advice for folks who are thinking about shipping to loved ones? Should they start now, early? What are your thoughts there?
I don't think there'll be delays with UPS shipping. I mean, basically, the East Coast is 5 to 6 business days, and the states that surround us are about 2 business days, and like Arizona, California, whatnot, are 3 business days. The UPS is pretty solid with that. So, I mean, I would not wait till the last week right before Christmas, being on a Saturday. I would come at least the middle of the week prior to.
I got to ask this, because I mentioned this to, I think it was someone at FedEx. What is the strangest thing that you ever had to ship out of your store? Do you any thoughts come up there?
Well, one time a lady brought in a whole box of reptiles and lizards, and she wanted to next day air those to Atlanta. I think that would qualify as different.
Okay, how many of them did she have?
About 30 of them. And I didn't even know we could ship lizards, but we did.
How did you do it? I got to ask, how did you do it?
There are special reptile boxes you can purchase online that have little holes in them so they can breathe.
What?
Yeah, it was a $300-$400 shipping event.
What if I could ship my kids that way?
We have boxes that are large enough for that.
And what's the largest box you guys can ship? I mean, is there a limit on them?
There is, 165 inches all the way around. But basically, the biggest one we ship is a 30 by 30 by 30. You don't want to go there if you don't have to.
30 by 30 by 30. That's a
inches,
big box.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. A lot of people also don't know about your printing services, and that's expanding all the time. You guys even do banners.
We do banners, we do posters, we do binding, we do black and white and color copies. There's nothing we can't do.
Okay, how did you get into the printing business? I mean, is that something all UPS stores are doing?
Yes, some stores do quite a bit more than we do. There's many other print shops in town here, so we're not as big as most. But the UPS the people that lead us kind of pushed us that way.
What are your prices like? I mean, are you very competitive in the printing business?
They were 39 cents for a color copy. I think that's as good in the Valley as you can find, 10 cents for black and white. But if you do a lot of volume, the price goes down for you.
Yeah, that actually is pretty good. Some of the other services you offer, notary services, passport services, those have to be a certain time of the day, I'm sure.
Passport photos we do from 11 to 6, Monday through Friday.
11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Okay. So any of the other services that people may not know about that you do, that you perform?
Well, we do shredding, and that is at 95 cents per pound. Just bring it on in. We'll weigh it and put it in our locked shred bins, and the shred company comes and shreds it on site.
Sounds great. Okay. We're going to learn more about the UPS store. We'll be talking more to Chris Vitalich in just a few minutes. And this is Focus on the Flathead, and we'll be back with part two in just a minute, brought to you again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. We are back on Focus on the Flathead. And this week's guest is Chris Vitalich. He's the owner of the UPS store, Kalispell Branch. This is next to Wendy's on Idaho, by the way, 432 East Idaho. Locally owned and operated by Chris. I love to hear locally owned and operated, Chris. How long have you been doing this now?
I'm in my 14th year at the UPS store.
Are you still loving it?
I do. You get to see a lot of the same people, but you get to meet new people every single day.
Well, what do you like most about the business? I mean, like you said, meeting new people, but there's a lot of changes that have happened over the years.
Yeah, the challenges of the different things that people can bring into pack. I mean, we get some crazy things over the years, and I just enjoy, I've always been in the people business, and I just enjoy dealing with people.
Well, here's a little known fact about Chris. You were a caddy for the LPGA at one time.
Yes, I spent 7 years on the LPGA Tour caddying, going from place to place, country to country. It was quite the experience. My girlfriend was a player, and the only way to get to see her was to go out there and caddy for her.
How long did you do it?
For her, about 5 of those years, and then we parted ways as far as caddying, and I caddied for some other players also.
Does it pay well to be a caddy?
It pays well when your player plays well.
That makes sense.
When they're missing cuts, it's no good.
Okay, so are you a golfer as well?
I am. I play in a lot of the local state events, the state AM, the mid AM, and whatnot. The seniors event for 300 people is coming to Flathead next summer. I'll be playing in that.
You're going to be playing in it, not caddying this time.
No.
That's cool. One of the things you didn't know about Chris Vitalich there. That's very cool. Let's talk more about the UPS store, Kalispell, again, 432 East Idaho. There is a pack and ship guarantee, which everybody loves to hear. Guarantee.
Right. So if you bring in your Bradgel or any item, expensive item, and we pack it, and something goes wrong, it breaks or it gets lost, you're covered for the packing, the shipping, and the value of the item should you declare the value. If you pack it yourself and throw some newspaper or towels in there and it breaks, your claim will more than likely be denied. But with ours, it's guaranteed if we pack it. So it only costs a few dollars more than you buying all the items to pack it yourself.
And so this is instant. I mean, it's not an extra fee to have this on your package.
No, that's included with us packing it, the pack and ship guarantee.
That is pretty darn cool. And how about mailboxes? I know you have those there, which I didn't know until just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we do have mailboxes, and it comes with a street address. So therefore, you can receive FedEx, UPS, DHL packages, which at the post office box, you can't receive those. So we have 250 of them. We're pretty close to being full right now. So if you want one of those, I'd get in there pretty quickly.
So the estimates vary now on how many new folks we have in the Flathead. I know from December of last year to August of this year, Whitefish alone has over 4,000 new residents. it's affected the entire Flathead Valley. How has it affected you guys? A lot more people here in the Flathead Valley.
Yeah, our business is probably up somewhere in the neighborhood of 25%, and we see a line at almost all day long. Most of that is an Amazon return line, but the store is very busy. So, again, those hours I mentioned earlier, come in early or come in late, but the middle of the day it can be quite hectic.
Okay, so the UPS store, let's talk holidays again for just a minute. We'll go back to the holidays. They're coming very soon. And we want to talk about when to ship and are prices different during the holidays, those kind of things, anything we should be aware of?
The prices do not change during the holidays. The only guarantees right now for on-time service is next day air. So the two-day, three-day in the ground don't come with a guarantee, but they're about 98% accurate, unless weather gets so nasty in different parts of the country they can't deliver. But 7 days or a week if you're going to the East Coast. So I would allow probably 10 or 11 days before Christmas to ship to the East Coast. The states that surround us are 2 days. Montana's 1 day. Arizona, California, 3 days. So that gives you an idea, but I wouldn't get too close to Christmas.
Yeah, start early. Everybody's talking about starting early this year because of all the shortages on everything that's going on out there. One other thing I'll mention is shredding services that you do because, you know, everybody needs to shred, and it's make sure that everything is secure. Nobody else finds out. Nobody tries to get your identity, those kind of things.
Yeah, we have 4 or 5 locked bins, which we don't have keys to. So the only person that does is the driver of the shred truck that comes every couple weeks and takes those bins out to the parking lot and shreds on site. So we do charge 95 cents a pound. You don't need an appointment. Just bring it in anytime.
All right. Well, that is so much to think about, and we want to thank you. By the way, one final question. Anything new coming in the future of UPS at the UPS stores that we should know about? Anything on the horizon?
We are going through. Some of the stores have already started it. It's called Blue Horizon. It's funny you should mention Horizon. It's going to be a change in the decor in the stores. On your renewal dates, that's what will be happening. It's going to be really nice. It's a great look. Ours is a ways off, but that's what's coming up.
So you're going to remodel in the near future?
For me, it's my renewal's in 7 years, so it's a ways out there.
Oh, 7 years. Okay, so you're kind of in line.
Yeah, every 10 years you renew your store.
Well, you've been listening to Chris Vitalich. He's the owner and operator of the UPS store Kalispell. The Kalispell branch is next to Wendy's on Idaho, and it is 432 East Idaho, locally owned and operated. Chris, thanks for the update, and happy holidays to you and all your great folks that work for you as well.
Thanks, Ross. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, Focus on the Flathead again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back yet another Focus on the Flathead next Saturday and Sunday right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.